So I can have it, your name on tape, would you say and spell your name and give me your title?
David Asbridge, that's Asbridge, and I am president and senior economist of NPK Fertilizer Advisory Service based in Chesterfield, Missouri.
Excellent. And you just did a presentation here at Ag Connect Expo 2011 about when producers should buy their fertilizer. Well, given the volatility of the market and what's going on in the world, what is your best take-home advice for them?
Well, right now, it's according to whether you're looking at the spring season or next fall, you know, because we're already beginning to think about those things. But if you're looking at the spring season, we're probably not going to get much relief from the prices that we've got right now at the retail level. I do anticipate that we will see wholesale and global prices begin to weaken a little bit, but that may not again work back into the retail level before the peak of the spring season. I do think though that once we get through the peak of the season that across the board nitrogen, phosphate, and potash prices will probably begin to drift down during the summer. So I think that most farmers in the U.S. will be better off in terms of their 2012 crops and their fertilizer costs for that crop than what they've been put through here in the 2011 crop year.
Well, what is causing all this volatility?
Well, it's kind of a combination of things. One is that, you know, with high crop prices, the fertilizer producers know that they can charge more for their product. Also, there's been some supply issues at the world level for nitrogen, for phosphate, and for potash that have kind of restricted some of the normal supply that we would have seen coming into this year. There was some production issues in Russia. There's been some in the Middle East. Because of low prices, actually, in the fall of 2009, we saw some plants shut back or slow down some, which kind of let inventories get a little tighter than we would have liked to have seen. And so it's been kind of a combination of the supply side has been a little weaker than we had hoped for, but the demand side has been really good. You know, the fall season that we've seen is probably one of the best we've seen in 10, 15, maybe 20 years in total. For ammonia and for phosphate and potash and all. So we have really pulled inventories down tight now coming out of the fall season. So going into the spring season, that's why I'm really not anticipating, you know, a whole lot of relief in terms of prices. But one thing I would caution farmers to do is not wait until you need fertilizer before you go out there and start talking to your dealer about it. Because, you know, the dealers were burned in 2008 because they had bought inventory in at, you know, some instances well over $1,000 a ton and ended up selling it for less than that the next year because, you know, prices had kind of crashed going into the fall of 2008 and all the way into the fall of 2009 as well. So, you know, they're being very hesitant about building inventories. And so, you know, farmers need to get out there and talk to them and at least give them an indication if they're not going to go ahead and buy it now. Of what they're going to need so the dealers can have a good indication how much they're going to need to stock up.
Anything else?
Well, you know, one of the things that we need to think about going forward, too, is that if crop prices begin to moderate some, which I think they will, if we can have some good growing years where we can grow more corn, we can get the ending stocks begin to perk up a little bit there because we're pretty tight on ending stocks for corn and soybeans. Right now, if that situation turns around and we see some moderation in the price of crops, we will also see some moderation in the price of fertilizers as well. So I think going forward, you know, the situation is going to still be relatively positive for farmers. You know, we're going to see high enough crop prices that even though we're high in their fertilizer cost relative to history, there's still going to be a lot of money there for farmers to pay those bills and still make some pretty good money in their crops.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
That was